Now we're going to change a bit of direction again, as we will over the next 2 hours. We've got a couple of interviews coming up between 2 and 3 as well this afternoon, so we've got plenty on. Now, during the last hour, I was talking, or half hour, should I say, I was talking to Glenn, Mr. Excited, and we were talking about two places that I think a lot of people have lived here for a long while, don't, haven't even been there or don't realise exists. And one was the Yarra Junction Museum, which Glenn and they've got their crank up on the 5th and 6th of April. But there's another place that I did speak to them last year and talk about Mont Delancey. And a lot of people tell me that even though they've lived here in many years, they haven't been to Mont Delancey. So you've got a double banger here this afternoon. There's all the good reasons in the world to go and see Mont Delancey. I've been down there and it's a terrific place. It's a historic homestead and there's all sorts of things there. But it's my pleasure to introduce Carly, and she's with the Oz Act Theatre Company, and they're going to do a performance of Midsummer Night's Dream down there. So first of all, welcome, Carly.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem at all. Now, Carly, how long have you been involved with the Oz Act Theatre Company?
I'm actually a new member of the company, so I've just joined. We've recently completed our summer season of A Midsummer Night's Dream. We've had a little bit of a break, and now we've just started our autumn tour. So
that's terrific. Do you appear on stage yourself, or do you direct, or what do you do?
I do. I am playing a couple of roles. We all have a few, mostly. Yep. So I'm Queen of the Fairies, Titania. And I'm also Hippolyta, who's Queen of the Amazons, who is betrothed to Theseus.
Right. So let's just talk a little bit about yourself before we get going. We don't want to delve into too much of your personal life, but how long have you yourself been involved on stage? Is this your first big shot at it, or have you been involved with other theatre groups?
Yeah, no, I've been acting for a long time. I studied at Monash. I did my performing arts degree there. Yep. Studied overseas. I completed my degree in Bologna in Italy. Right. And I came back actually to do my honours degree under Peter Oyston. But I've also kind of studied and worked in New York when I lived there for a year abroad. And also in Italy, where I've lived for a few years. But in Melbourne, yeah, I've done some film and some theatre.
Mainly paid theatre or non-professional?
Bit of a mix, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Let me just ask you this, and I don't want to delve into your personal life at all. Do you have to have a full-time job, or are you able to support yourself with your acting as well?
In today's day and age, yeah, you'd find that most actors need another job, or a couple, as they pursue their acting careers.
Yeah, I'm involved down at the 1812 Theatre in Upper Ferntree Gully, and there and a few others. We go to Lilydale and down to Morty Alec and a number of other places, and there are some terrific talent, but they just can't get paid for their gig.
Yeah, that's true.
it's just so sad, and you know they travel all over Victoria, well, particularly all over Melbourne to do these shows. All right, so you've already done this Midnight Summer's Dream in a few spots, haven't you?
Yeah, so we opened in Ballarat on Boxing Day at the beautiful Kirk's Gardens there, and then we performed the weekend after in Williamstown and the Botanical Gardens there. And we actually performed in Olinda, so in the Cloud Hill Gardens twice, so over 2 weekends. And also Geelong Botanical Gardens.
So, and I think you've also been at Camperdown too, haven't you?
Yeah, so we've just opened our autumn tour, and that was just last weekend in Camperdown. Beautiful locations to bring from Shakespeare to.
Do you not perform any of your acts in a theatre? Are they all out in the botanical gardens and that?
Yeah, all outdoors, outdoor theatre. So we need to weather the rain and the storms. And, the show generally goes on. If it's quite warm or if there's rain, unless it's quite severe, which we have to cancel. Yeah. Right.
So have you yourself been to Mont Delancey before?
I haven't. No, haven't you? But I'm very excited.
It's a terrific place. I went to a thing there, and as I say, I interviewed people from there last year. It's the old original homestead. Actually, turns out that a friend of mine, her grandfather was the one who built it. Didn't know it when I went and saw it. Afterwards, we found out that this lady that we know, it was her grandfather, was Sabiri, I think his name was, and he's the one who actually had it built.
Oh, wow. So, I've read that, actually. I've read that a lot of the grandchildren or great-grandchildren actually run tours of the historic homestead.
Well, I think it's this lady's mother, I just can't think of her name, she runs tours there too, and she knows all about it because it was her husband's father that built it.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, you'll have a terrific time there. There's apart from the... there's somewhere to buy some food. There's also, it's got the old anvils and, full of history. I just don't think it gets done enough. Look, I've just, Carly, I've got to take a quick break. There's a couple of sponsors I've popped up, and I'll come back to you because we want to know a whole lot more about this show.
Okay, great.
To the bottom.
Charlie, now I know a Midsummer Night's Dream is a Shakespeare's tale, but just can you give us a rough idea for the listeners as to what it's about, please?
Sure. It is about magic, mischief, love. It's one of Shakespeare's most popular plays and probably the most well-known.
Yep.
So there's three kind of storylines that cross over within the play. So you've got young Athenian actors who are just kind of the town's tradesmen who put on a show for the Duke of Athens. So that's one kind of group. Then we have the fairies. So we've got Oberon, who's the king, and Titania, who's the queen. And they're having a bit of an argument at the moment, so things are not going too well there. And then we have four young lovers who get themselves into all sorts of mischief. We've got Puck as well, sorry. Puck is also almost like a servant to Oberon, a fairy who is probably the most mischievous character of the play.
Who gets to play that? That'd be a terrific play. That'd be a terrific part if it's mischievous.
Oh, it's amazing. So Saoirse Ronan is Puck.
Yep.
Yes, and she's hilarious in that role.
So does it? Normally with Shakespeare, it all ends well, does it?
Yes, it does. Yes, yep. All's well that ends well.
or everybody falls in love, and the lovers are
well,
all that.
Then spells are put on people to fall in love, and then they're taken. Some are taken off, some are reversed at the end, and all is as it seems to be at the end. Although Titania, as you might know, is the one who falls in love with the donkey head or the ass head.
The ass, yep. And now I read where this is like the Oz Act has been going for 30 years. And so this is sort of a big celebration, is it, of the 30 years?
Absolutely, yeah. It's quite amazing to have a theatre company like this, not a huge one, to be producing Shakespeare all these years later. So, our founders, George and Lisa, Bruce and Lisa Widdup are the founders of the company, and unfortunately they passed away in recent years. And it was always their wish for OzAct, and our director, and there's a core group of actors who have been with the company for a long time. It was always Bruce and Lisa's wish to continue their legacy and bring Shakespeare to Victoria.
That's terrific. Around. Now, how did you find out? Did you go for an interview somewhere that it had, one of the theatre groups, or how did you find out about it yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a friend of Matt Young and Saoirse Breen. I've worked with them before in the acting world.
Right.
And I was invited to audition. So
now,
that was amazing. I was like, great, let's have a go at this.
Yep. I don't want to ask your personal situation. I stress that, but you're a mum, or a young mum with two young children. How do you manage to? Because it's not only a case of turning up and putting this show on, but you've been in Ballarat, you've been all over the Geelong, Camperdown. Yeah. How does a young mum manage to fit it all in?
Oh, I don't know if I do. No, well, my husband's pretty awesome. He will often look after the girls on the weekends when I'm off performing.
Yep.
So we just kind of juggle it. So
is he involved in acting too, or he's happy to sit back and let you do it, and he'll look after the house for you?
Yeah, well, I look after the house during the week, and then he'll look after it on the weekend. he's not a performer, not in that world, no.
No, that's fair enough. Well, you either are or you aren't in that sort of situation. You either do that. Lisa, I've just got Carly, I've got to take a quick break. There's another ad popped up. I'll be back to you in about just under 3 minutes.
She's gone to heaven.
I'm talking to Carly, and she's with the Oz Actor Theatre Company, which has been going for around about 30 years, which is not a shabby effort for a little group. And they've got something coming up, and it says the 22nd and 23rd of March. So I think, unless I misread my calendar, that's Saturday and Sunday. Carly, what time is the show start?
At 4 p.m.
Both days, 4 p.m.
Yeah, both days. And right. they'll go for a couple of hours with an interval usually.
Yep. Now, I see here that you can bring a picnic basket along. It doesn't have to cost a fortune. You don't have to buy food. I think normally they're open with a kiosk. I'm not sure whether it'll be open that late, but you can just come along and bring a picnic and I guess some chairs or a rug and sit on the ground and watch the show.
That's right. It's a beautiful way to watch theatre, and we're so excited to be bringing our show to Mont-de-Lancy. This is our first time performing in this location, which is very exciting. So with Mont-de-Lancy, bring your own alcohol is not permitted, but you can buy some water, soft drinks, wine by the glass, and choc top ice creams will be available for sale.
Yep.
You are able to bring your own nibbles and non-alcoholic drinks.
It sounds fair too. So
yeah.
I guess the next thing we've got to ask you, how much are the tickets and how do they buy them?
Yeah, so you need to head on to ozact.com to buy your tickets. So, yeah, they need to be bought online. They are $40 for adults and $25 for children under 16.
Now, you should, when you said OzAct, you need to explain to people it's OZ, not AUS.
That's right, yeah, OZACT.
.com.au?
.com.
Oh, just .com.
Yeah.
Now, I'm right, it's this Saturday and Sunday, aren't I?
Yeah, so on the 22nd and the 23rd, yep, Saturday and Sunday. So this weekend coming at 4 o'clock.
So
you can even go and have some lunch in the Yarra Valley and then head on over with some more snacks and
plenty of lovely places to have lunch in the Yarra Valley. And look, go early, because I did a tour of it last year and I was amazed the stuff they've got there. They have pardon me, I don't know if you'll still be going at that stage of the game, but they have a blacksmith working away with his anvil, knocking things up. There's a wood-turning place there. There was, I think there's steam engines, when I say steam engines, small steam engines. There's a bit of a museum down the back. They've got so much stuff there.
Yeah, get there early and spend the day there.
you can do that. And they do have a cafe there, certainly would be open at lunchtime. So we spent probably a couple of hours walking around the place and to go into the old house. And the old house is still there, obviously. Well, otherwise it wouldn't be Mont-de-Lancy, you fool. but it's decked out in all the period furniture.
Amazing.
It is fantastic there. Look, I've just got to take one. No, I don't have. Yes, I've got to take one quick break and we'll be back with more.
Take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know. away somewhere. Take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know.
Listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 25 minutes to 2. And at 2 o'clock, we've got another couple of interviews to come up between 2 and 3. So hang around if you can. Now, for those that, if anybody can't make it to Mont Delancey, I'll see you down at Summers on the 29th and 30th of March also.
Yeah, that's right. So the following weekend, we'll be on at, the Cooler Homestead in Summers along the Mornington Peninsula.
Great place.
Yeah, that's another beautiful location.
Yep.
And we're on at 3 o'clock there.
Three o'clock at Summers.
Yeah, so all slightly different times depending on the location.
Yep. It'll start to get a bit darker soon too, won't it?
Yeah, that's why, they're a little bit earlier in the autumn season. We had some shows starting at 6 in the summer to kind of beat the heat as well.
Now, is you only do the one show, like the whole of the autumn will be taken up with this Midsummer Night's Dream? You don't
that's
do...
Right.
So have you also planned out, because I know a lot of these theatre groups plan well, and do you know, have you... Have they started to look at what they're going to do for the autumn next year?
I'm not sure, actually. So what they do is they'll choose a play and we'll start rehearsals, August, September.
Yep.
And then we'll put on the summer season and then the autumn season. And then so next up, I'm not sure. I have no idea what the next show will be, but it will be Shakespeare.
Yep.
And
so you do all Shakespeare.
We'll have a summer and then an autumn tour after that.
And the summer and autumn are always the same show?
Yes, generally.
And it's, I spoke over you, which I shouldn't have, it's always Shakespeare you put on?
Yes. I think there have been a few instances where they've, because as I'm new to the company, they have put on something else. I don't know what it was, but I would have to say it's predominantly Shakespeare.
Yes. This is your first gig with them. Are you hoping to keep on being involved in their gigs?
Oh yeah, it's such a great way to introduce Shakespeare to families as well, as getting to take the shows to remote towns and like in Camperdown, we had such a great, they were so warm and welcoming and they just loved being able to watch, a beautiful play in the gardens there at Camperdown. So they really appreciate that we can get out to them.
Because a lot of groups wouldn't bother with those, a lot of them around here, like 1812 and that, they all just perform in their own theatres. They don't go out into gardens and things like that, do they?
No, not as far as I know. Yeah.
So
I think it's really great to, a great experience as well as a performer to, make sure that your voice is strong and you're working on your diaphragm so you can, sometimes fighting against the wind as well.
It's not a controlled environment, is it? Controlled environment.
No, very different to working in a theatre where, your voice bounces off the ceiling and the walls, and we all work quite hard at making sure we're ready to go in the great outdoors.
Yeah, it sounds terrific. So apart from Mont Delancey, you've been to Camperdown and Ballarat and all these sorts of places. Do you always go back to the same places every year, or do you find other gardens to go to?
Generally, we go back to the same locations. And that's what's exciting about Mont de Lancey, that it's a new one. So we can't wait to see how it all goes.
I'm sure you'll find it's a terrific place to be, because I say I've been there and you'll really enjoy it.
Amazing. Yeah. And it's so great to also discover, different parts of Victoria that I haven't been to. But also as a performer, like, it really helps to bring the play to life. Like, you know, A Midsummer Night's Dream, a lot of it is set in the magical forest. So, you know, we're hiding behind bushes sometimes and, you know, really using the natural landscape to enhance the story of the play as well.
It's not a case of, just sets and flats and that put up in a theatre, is it? You're actually out in the elements and, as you say, you've got trees and that you can hide behind.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, we don't have a big set, we bring our props and costumes along with us, and really you can pop the show on in any location, which is great to be able to do.
Sounds terrific. I've got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more. Song made very popular in the 70s by Cher, I Got You Babe, but was Sonny and Cher sang that. But that's an updated version. Pardon me. That was an updated version by UB40. So there you go. Anyway, I'm talking to Carly from OzAct, OzAct, Theatre Company. Now, apart from the fact that you're going to Summers, I just picked those two out because they're close. You do have some other performances after that, don't you?
Yeah, so after Summers, we are heading to Hepburn, so to the Hepburn Mineral Springs Reserve there.
Great spot.
So that's in April on the 5th and 6th. And then our last location is the Heatherley Quarry at the Grampians National Park.
So, as a performer, you've got to see quite a bit of Victoria with this show, haven't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's been incredible.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Now, we need to impress on people. It's this Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, this weekend. So exciting.
Yeah, don't mess around and think it's a few weeks away. It's the 22nd, 23rd of March, this Sunday, 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And now, how are they going to get the tickets?
So I just want to let everyone know as well, we're also on Instagram and Facebook. So on Instagram, we're just called Ozact Shakespeare, and on Facebook, we're called Ozact. And the website, again, to book your tickets is Ozact, so OZACT.com.
And it's, how much did you say a ticket it was?
$40 for adults and $25 for children under 16.
Sounds like a terrific day coming up. And as I say, people would be well advised to go there a bit earlier and spend time at Mont Delancey, because it really is a terrific place.
Absolutely. And, pack up your picnic rugs or your camping chairs as well, and some snacks, and then come and be entertained by Ozact.
And I think it's, on Saturday it's a top of 26, so it'll be a lovely day and lovely evening, and Sunday it's 25 with mostly sunny, so you should have some really good weather.
That's just the most perfect weather for that location.
Yeah, should be fantastic. Yeah. Look, Carly, thank you for coming and telling us all about it. We hope it's a real success for you. We hope you get a whole lot of listeners down there. So, again, it's this Saturday and Sunday down at Mont Delancey. Be there by 4 p.m, but I suggest you get there a lot earlier, because you'll be able to fill in a lot of time down at Mont Delancey, let me tell you.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on.
No worries.
I really appreciate it.
No worries. I hope it's a real success, and we look forward to talking to you again sometime when you're doing your next show.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Have a great day.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks. Bye.